7:24, wake up Kenosha, to the animal world we go. Care Animal Hospital, 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard in Pleasant Prairie, south of the South Quick Trip in Quick Trip Valley, H and 50. Dr. Russ Brewer joins us now. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Well, pretty good on Election Day. Busy, busy, busy. Very exciting stuff over at Care Animal Hospital. Of course, you're coming off the big pet costume contest. And I got to admit, Dr. Russ, I thought we had it in the bag in the pocket pets category with the guinea pigs. But then Chloe, the cheerleading rabbit, came in and just turned that election right around, my friend.
Yeah, no, Chloe did quite the number.
Yeah, 125 likes or something like that. There were three categories. Congratulations to Lucy the dog, who was dressed in a, dare I say, poop factory costume. And then Neri the cat dressed as a shark. And then Chloe the cheerleading rabbit, who costs my family a big bag of snacks, or whatever the prize was. But to the victor go the spoils, Dr. Russ, and it was a lot of fun. You had a lot of entries, too. It was kind of a cool deal.
Once it got rolling, it was kind of fun to see all the photos being posted. Certainly, it's a lot of ingenious ideas for costumes, for sure.
It's amazing. All right, we talk about dogs and cats a lot, but of course, exotic pets. You guys see a lot of those at Care Animal Hospital. In November is Exotic Pet Month at Care Animal Hospital. Is this a growing trend? Are we seeing a lot more of that, Dr. Russ?
You know, I don't know that I would say we're seeing more of it as a like a community whole, but certainly there, I think people are paying more attention to the fact that some of these exotic pets do have some medical needs that they need to have taken care of. So we've seen more and more over the years. So it's been growing inside of our clinic, for sure. But it's, you know, it's always kind of interesting when one of the birds comes in, because, you know, it'd be kind of nice, peaceful, quiet, and all of a sudden you hear this squawking and carrying on, and go, so what's in room 9 now?
It's the whole Dr. Doolittle experience, isn't it? Right?
Sometimes, yep.
Now, when you define exotic pet, we're not talking about zoo animals or horses and cows,
no.
Right?
No, we don't. We don't do zoo animals. We don't do wildlife or farm animals. I guess the precise definition of it for us is that we see ferrets, hedgehogs, guinea pigs, rabbits, chinchillas, hamsters, rats, mice, gerbils, and then non-venomous snakes, lizards, turtles, and birds. So we do, I mean, the other, some people have some wildlife, and certainly there's some people, we've had people call us and want to know if we could see their, you know, pet goose or, what was it? We had somebody once call and ask if we could see their calf, and we're like, they're good. Sure, we see cats. No, calf.
Calves.
Baby cow. Like, oh, no.
But there are places that take care of that business, though, obviously. Yeah. I mean, farmers need veterinarians, too, Dr. Russ.
Absolutely. There's Bristol Veterinary Service out in Paddock Lake sees large animals. And I think they're the only one that's here in the Kenosha area that sees farm animals. But, you know, there are some practices in the Chicago area and Milwaukee area that also see fish and tarantulas and frogs and sugar gliders.
What is a sugar glider?
So they're the one small mammal that we don't see because they are so delicate. They are basically a tropical gliding squirrel.
Wow.
They're really neat looking, but man, their metabolism is, and they're probably even more delicate than a bird. They're pretty touchy. So you need to have basically a lot of experience in dealing with them, and the couple of doctors that we have that see exotics, have both of them are like, you know what, don't feel comfortable enough doing that, and that can go downhill in a hurry. So there are,
oh man,
we do have a couple practices that we refer them out to.
So if you have an exotic pet and you're just as passionate about it as any dog or cat owner, Care Animal Hospital is where you go to take care of that pet. Now, Dr. Russ, you guys are open 7 days a week.
We are. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 7, and then Saturdays, 8:30 to 2, and Sundays, 10:30 to 3. You can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515, or check us out at careanimalhospital.com.
He is Dr. Russ Brewer, 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard in Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, thanks so much. If you bump into a sugar glider this week, let us know, all right?
Will do.